Mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your tech-driven couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 12th, 2014.
And this is episode 157 of the Valentine Cast. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
It's warm, warm room.
Right now, on my fancy clock, it is 82 degrees in this office.
Oh, you know what I can do?
What can you do?
I can at least go down to my tank top.
Oh, that's right. You can go down to your tank top.
Because it's freaking hot.
Yeah, you sure can. So for those that aren't watching us live, which we have a great chat room as always tonight.
Make sure y'all can't see my cleavage.
With us tonight, they got to see Renee take off her shirt.
Take it off.
If I had some dollars, here you go.
I didn't know what you were throwing in my face. I thought you were throwing something like a book in my face.
There you go. If I have a credit card.
What are you doing?
Hey. I got credit cards. Woo.
Okay.
Woo.
Okay. This is a rewards club for.
Leave my clothing rewards card alone. So I'm tossing cards.
This is Jay's Humana ID. Do y'all see this?
That's from a long time ago.
This is back when he had non-gray hair.
Yeah. Look like I just come off of a Just For Men commercial.
So I'm going to leave this up here for a quick second so everybody can get a good look.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to see that. But, so yeah. We're here. It's a little warm, but we're here. We're glad to be here. And we have a wonderful, wonderful chat room.
We do. And who do we have with us today?
Diddy is here. And Udella is here.
Hey!
N is here.
Hi, N.
JB Hanna.
JB.
Jimmy Marbles made it.
Mr. Jimmy Marbles.
Hi, Jimmy Marbles. And Punk Gopher.
What's up? Now, it's not like I hear myself.
Oh.
Okay. Thanks. I thought I was going nuts.
You might hear yourself.
I was like, I hear myself.
You might have heard yourself.
So, speaking of Jimmy Marbles, I was telling this story at the beginning. I was thinking. I haven't talked to Jimmy in a while. It's been a few weeks. You know, I haven't seen him on Diablo or anything else like that. And I was in the shower and I was thinking about him.
Woohoo!
Ooh, why was I thinking about Jimmy in the from the Hush show while I was in the shower? You know why? Because
you think he's hot.
No. I was using some of the Core Natural Soap.
Oh, okay. All right.
That he graciously and Cora look here.
You can even think. It's all right, though.
From Core Natural, they send us some samples of their soap, and I was using the lavender.
Oh, cool.
I was using lavender,
yes,
that day.
You were using the lavender. That's the new one you opened up.
Yeah, and it was quite nice. And I was like, man, I haven't seen Jimmy in a while, you know. So,
ah, well, look, he felt you through the ether. He felt your energy.
No, see, it's a little bit too much. There's enough of me be thinking about him while I'm in the shower. But
he felt your energy. It showed up tonight.
Yeah, it was just a quick second, and you know, we had a little technical difficulty at the beginning of the show getting connected to Alpha Geek Radio. We're pushing it out on channel 1 right now as a generic show, but but yeah, so I hope we get So I hope everything.
Yes, while Jay's typing. We hope everything works out. Is that what you're going
to
say?
Yeah, I'm hoping to work everything out. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to say a huge thank you to Alpha Geek Radio.
Hello, Alpha Geek Radio.
For letting us live stream this. And if you happen to use their services, you know, everybody has their Patreon accounts and everything else. And, you know, everybody's got their pass the hat around thing going on. Mm-hmm. Alpha Geek Radio, they created a Patreon so that, you know, they help support and take some of the cost off with live streaming all these great shows that he has, that are on this network. Not that he has, but that's on this network that he's helping out a lot of people. And you can go out and you can check out what he's doing over at patreon.com/alphageek. And then you'll be able to, you know, if you want support, you can there. I took care of ours today, moved some money around and evened everything out across people that, you know, we enjoy helping out and everything else.
And I do want to say a hello to Eric Mahler. Eric Mahler is here.
Hi, Eric.
From the Geek, what's his podcast? I need you to help me out.
He's Mr. Daily Mom. Mr. Mom Daily.
Mr. Mom Daily.
And from Nerd Parents.
Thank you. Well, I knew Nerd Parents, yes. I was trying to remember the Daily one.
And he does.
I depend on you.
And he does the 8-bit Mahler as well.
8-bit Mahler.
That he does with his brother. So is he, in which chat room is he in?
He's in the regular chat, our chat room.
Oh, okay.
I'm not looking at the other chat room. So if somebody's in the other chat room.
Well, you're there because I heard it from your.
Well, yeah, because I was looking at myself, making sure I wasn't showing.
Right.
Too much.
Okay. All right.
But that's the valentinecastlive.com where people can see us.
Oh.
And I did not go to the Twitch TV.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. With, you know, with the stuff that's going on, Alpha Geek Radio, they are looking for more hosts because they have additional capacity offered by the creation of Channel 3. He has a lot of room on the schedule. So if folks want to try to get in on be able to live stream their radio show or their podcast, they can do so. Just get in contact with Todd and he'll be, you know, gracious to help, and he's a very helpful guy. So I just thank him so much for that. So much. Wow. Okay.
Wow, what?
With all that happened earlier, I think I got everything out. Did I get everything out? Yeah, I got everything out. So
you get everything out? You're right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Whew. So let's go ahead and go on with the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, sir, Hando. That's how we say it. What you talking about, you people? So this weekend was Mother's Day weekend.
It was.
And so what happened this weekend?
This weekend, my sister flew into town, and we decided to do something nice for my mother.
You always do something nice for your mom.
We do, but she had a, she really wanted to.
She really wanted to spend some time with the girl.
Spend some time with her daughters. This is what she wanted to do. She wanted some one-on-one time. Mm-hmm. So we figured we would throw her a surprise tea. We were going to take her out for tea, but these tea places are insane for Mother's Day. They want $28 a person. This is not for a hearty, you know, buffet. This is tea food you drink tea with. And we were like, psh, we could put our own tea on for less than that. So we did. So I made little sandwiches, and we had scones and tea cookies, and my sister Kim made little fruit pizza things where the base is like a sugar cookie and then cream cheese icing and then fruit. And and we laid it all out and we went and got fancy tea stuff,
mm-hmm.
cups and the saucers, because we didn't have all that.
Thanks, Miss Vonda.
Thank you, Miss Vonda. So we surprised her. She knew something was going on with food because I said, don't open the fridge, Mom. But we banished her upstairs to her room while we set up. So we brought her down with her eyes closed, and then we were like, open them. And she was like, oh, this is so nice. So it was just her daughters and her. We just sat and we had tea.
And they gossiped.
Time. We gossiped.
That's good.
And she really enjoyed herself. So that was a complete surprise to her. And that was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't have to do nothing.
And, yeah, you didn't have to do nothing. How did that feel, having to do anything?
I see why Demetrius likes it so much.
And I do want to say hi to Aaron. Aaron has joined. And I want to say happy belated Mother's Day to Mrs. Aaron B.
Yep.
So
Aaron Bapp.
Aaron Bapp?
Yes, that's his name now.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Bapp.
Aaron Bapp. I want to say a belated happy Mother's Day to her for her first Mother's Day.
Right, right.
Father's Day is right around the corner.
Oh, yes,
Saying.
Yes,
So that was super, 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 super nice.
Yeah. And then also on Saturday after the tea, you know, there was a little break in there from the ladies hanging out. And then there was dinner.
Yep, we had dinner. So it was two things going on over at the Crockers this weekend on Saturday. So
right.
I made zucchini cakes. It tastes a little bit like crab cakes, but they have zucchini and they have red peppers and green onions, and messed them up a little bit, but everybody liked them. And we had a non-traditional food.
Right.
We had Danielle's chicken pot pie.
Yep.
Which was
Paula Deen chicken pot pie.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's Bisquick, and I ain't mad because I like it.
Right.
But so everybody devoured that.
Yep.
And so that was fun, just spending time with the family and talking and giving gifts to mom. And I got a card from my family, which is super sweet. Now, they actually have mom-to-be cards. So that's pretty awesome. Sorry, guys. I'm yawning all up in here. I don't even care anymore. so that was awesome. And then we had chocolate pudding cake.
Yep, we did.
And then Kim was sick. She was infecting everyone. Yep, no,
she was.
Nobody got sick, but it was funny.
Not yet.
So it was nice to have Deidre in town, as always. And it was a nice family time.
Man, I should have brought my, my quote in here that Dick Parsons said yesterday on Sunday morning. I'm about to get that.
It's up front. I can talk while you do that.
I'll go get it after we're going to go ahead and go into, because, I mean, we don't have any technology. So let's go ahead and head into some media. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
And so last week, we're kind of just moving along with this show.
Gonna be a short show, guys.
Well, one,
Jay said it's gonna be a short show. That was his way.
One, I am gonna say it's gonna be a short show. Two, because we're actually on Channel One with Alpha Geek Radio, and I know there's a show that's happening. I think maybe at 8:30. So I want to make sure that we're off the air before they get on. I don't want the cascade of events to happen. So that's one of the things that I want to make sure that we get taken care of. So I'm actually looking here. I may be able to move over now. And I want to apologize to our listeners that's listening to this.
What?
Because I think I might be able to move over now to the other channel. But I'm not going to worry about it. So our movie for last week was The Pianist.
The Pianist.
The Pianist. So
I think you try to intentionally say it.
Yeah,
wrong,
I do. I'm not going to. There's no shame.
There's no shame. So Pianist. And I didn't know what it was about. That's how I usually like to come into my movies.
Right.
Not knowing what's going on.
Well, I knew. You didn't even know the setting?
No, I had zero idea.
Huh.
It could have been in 1997, the year of my birth.
Right.
No, the year of my graduation. The year my birth would have been bad. The year of my graduation, and I would not have known.
Oh, okay.
So, The Pianist is a Holocaust story, and it's based on a true story, which I didn't know either.
Yep.
And, oh, God, this was so sad.
What was so sad?
What
was so sad?
You're supposed to help me out. The movie.
I think what we're going to do. Do you want to start recording earlier?
No. It's just most of the time I'm fine. It's just today.
Not today.
Tired. I'm more tired now than I have been.
Okay.
My second wind is becoming a thing of the past. But anyway, So, so it's based on the Holocaust, and there's a lot of things. So I'm not gonna spoil it too much because this is 2004. What?
It was 2004.
Really? It's 10 years old. I can spoil this thing then. People died. Lots of people. I mean, Holocaust there, and it hit me so hard. It was so hard to watch. A whole, you know, all these people being exterminated just because of how they were born or what they were born into. It was just really hard to watch. And I know somebody of Jewish descent has to be crazy hard for them to watch. And yeah, but it was a really good movie. But it just, I just can't imagine the
stuff
he went
through. It was saddening. The actor, what's his name? His name was Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
He won Brody. He won a Academy for that, right?
Yeah.
Or Oscar.
Both. Yeah. Same
synonymous
thing.
Synonymous with Oscar.
Yeah.
But he did win for Best Actor, and there were some few other awards that they won, you know. And it was great. I mean, it was, like Renee said, it was sad, but it was also good, you know.
Yeah, there were some good parts to it.
Right.
There were some good parts to it, but I mean, even the good part ended, like, there's a good part at the end, and that ended kind of sad.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, but that's how real life is, though. A real life is not a movie.
Right, right.
So, Jimmy Marble said, yeah, he can't watch Boys in the Hood either. Ricky, man, Ricky. That's a tough movie to watch, Jimmy Marble.
Right. And one of the other things, too, is because we kind of talked about this a little bit, and I was like, I was asking you, because you said that you found it hard to watch stuff like, Roots, or what was the Army movie with Denzel and Morgan Freeman?
Oh, Glory.
Glory.
Glory's tough.
Like,
I haven't even seen 12 Years a Slave because I know it's going to be really tough
right,
for me to watch.
Right. So watching this was kind of rough as well. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, real life is no walk in the park.
Right.
That's when movies kind of based loosely around or based on real life events.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times it's not all, especially big events like slavery or the Holocaust, something like that. It's not good stuff, you know? So.
So, Ian in the chat room said that Rocky Balboa gave him a shout out. So, for a lot of people that may know us, one of our rituals on Sunday morning is to watch CBS Sunday Morning.
Great show. It's a wonderful show.
Great show. I think I'm going to be sad when Charles Osgood, when he passes away.
Yeah, he's getting up in years.
I'm going to be a little sad. And one of the things that they talked about was Seth Rogen was one. But another one they talked about was Dick Parsons. He is the ex-Time Warner Cable CEO. He was also CEO or president and or president of Chase.
Right.
Or Citibank. One of the
Citibank.
Citibank. When the whole market crash happened, and he's kind of called the fix-it man. He's an older black gentleman. Who was the guy that took him out under his wing when he was?
I can't remember his name, and he's not a well-known person, is he?
Yeah, he is. Oh, and I forgot. But anyway, Mr. Dick Parsons, he is named the now interim CEO of the LA Clippers. And so they were actually interviewing him on Sunday morning.
Right.
And he kind of talked about, growing up, as an African-American, as an executive, during the times. He was born in 1948,
mm-hmm.
born in Brooklyn, New York, he went to University of Hawaii. And then he went to Albany, Albany Law School. And one of the Nelson Rockefeller was on the staff for Nelson Rockefeller was the guy
one of the Rockefellers.
Right, it was one of the Rockefellers. So Parsons, when Rockefeller was appointed vice president of the United States in 1974. Parsons followed him to Washington, D.C., where he worked directly with President General Ford. He also met a deputy attorney general, Harold R. Tyler, and one of his aides. And so he kind of worked his way up, you know, and it was kind of interesting, mm-hmm. you know. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh, man. You know, I wasn't like, oh, man. I was like, that was kind of like, oh, I was like, that's a smart move, Clippers. You get a black guy.
Yeah.
To kind of take homeboy's place.
I'm hoping it was just like an added bonus that he was black. Like, he just happened to be awesome. Like, oh, wait, he's black too.
Well, that was the case. I mean, because he is awesome. Because yeah. when he took over Time Warner Cable, he took over Time Warner Cable at a bad time when they bought AOL and the stock market went down on them. And he brought them back up. And then when he got with Citibank, it was also at the time when things were hard, mm-hmm. and he paid back customers, the American people money that they were due. And that's why they call him Mr. Fix It. You know, he's kind of like the Olivia Pope of big companies.
Handle it. That's what he says. So you have a quote from him.
Yeah. So one of the things that kind of, you know, of course, since it was the Clippers, it kind of came up. They were asking questions about, was it David Stern or what's his name? The ex-LA Clippers dude in sports. Okay. But he said, and this was an interesting quote. I actually had to stop and write this down. He said, most people don't think they're bigots. They really don't. But they just have a set of expectations and things in their subconscious that they aren't even aware of that reflects the world they grew up in and the way they see the world and subconsciously assume the way the world should be.
That's good. And Jay liked that so much, he wrote it down.
I did.
That's something I did when I was a teenager. I used to write down quotes.
Yeah, I mean, because it was like, so, I mean, and it is true. I mean, I'll admit that I probably had some bigoted, you know, things in my mind or
right.
and stuff like that. And I probably, you know, not, you know, no matter. Sorry.
What? What are you doing?
Oh, that's right. You took your headphones off. No matter how innocent, you know, it could have been, even though it was innocent, it still could have been wrong. And mm-hmm. I mean, so, you know, we have to just open up our minds, you know, and everything else. And it's kind of was a deep quote. And I wanted to share that, you know, for everybody.
That was awesome. Look at you being all awesome.
Your head hot, babe?
My ears were hot.
Oh, okay.
You know, you got to make, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Exceptions?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh,
yeah,
so we do need to pick a movie for.
Yeah, I'm ready.
For next week.
I'm ready.
So
I'm ready for you all. Ram.org. Boom.
63. To 160.
To 160. Man, you're quick on that. 121 is our number. Let's see.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yes. It is Fargo.
Fargo. I've never seen Fargo.
I know you haven't.
And so,
you know why I love this?
Why do you love Fargo?
It's a Coen brother movie.
Oh, it's the Coen brothers. And I know you love Coen.
Yes.
So
Renee has never seen Fargo.
I've never seen Fargo.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited.
Sorry.
I'm so excited.
And you just can't hide it, apparently.
Yeah.
Jimmy Marble said, well, we're going a little too fast on this show that I was on time for. Jimmy, you would have been late had we started on time. I said this off the air, but now I say it on the air because you toting the fact that you were on time when in reality, if we had started on time, you wouldn't have been. So, bam.
Right.
Laying it down.
Man.
So there's a Fargo TV show. Eric Mahler said he heard the TV show was good.
Ah, cool. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
So. Are the Coen brothers, so Eric, are the Coen brothers doing Fargo on the TV show as well?
Because they'll watch it.
You know, I've always...
He's saying, are you instantly lover of all things Coen brothers?
There has been very little from them. So people love Quentin Tarantino and his movies.
Right.
You know, they follow him and stuff. People love Joss Whedon and the stuff that he does. There are people that love the Coen brothers and the stuff that they do, and I happen to be one of those.
Right.
And then also maybe Joss Whedon and everything else, because, you know, Joss and I, that's my brother, because we share the same birthday. What? So one thing we forgot to mention last week was that Renee and I actually watched Orphan Black.
Yay! We've heard a billion things about Orphan Black.
Right.
And we're like, fine, we're going to have to watch this then.
Right.
So
we watched it, and I have to say, if I had to make a judgment by the first episode, I would have stopped.
You never make a judgment on the
first episode. I'm just saying if I had to.
Yeah, that's why I never do that.
Right.
First episodes can be crazy.
Second episode was a little bit better. Third episode was like, okay, this is getting interesting. But here's my thing, because this is what's going to happen with Olivia Pope show Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that there is an end. Does that make sense?
Yes, to Orphan Black. You hope
that there's an end, right? Because I love shows that have a beginning and an end.
You saying that reminded me of a debate at work today. There is a guy who does not like Lord of the Rings. Like, he won't read Lord of the Rings books.
Okay.
Because if it takes too much time to set up your world and to write all that, then the story must not be that good. And he will not read series that don't have an ending. He said if you can't write your story in a reasonable length trilogy, then he doesn't want to read it.
Right.
I was like, so no Discworld series, no Drizzt Do'Urden series, nothing. He won't even touch it. I'm just like, come on now, that's good stuff. But it was just,
right.
I was like, whatever.
Right. So
Orphan Black was good.
Yeah, it was really good. In a way, I'm going to admit I haven't read all of the Lord of the Rings books.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't.
I have.
I haven't read the Game of Thrones books.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I will. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is that I don't know if I have the time. I mean, there's other things and books that I want to read. And it's not like, you know.
Yeah, it's taking me forever to read The Ultimate Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Right.
And I am not a fan of audiobooks. I put it out there. I don't like audiobooks.
I liked audiobooks when I worked at the post office.
I can see that.
Because I did a lot of data entry.
See, I would be doing podcasts.
Right.
See, I wouldn't be able to pay attention to the book.
Right.
To what they were saying if it was data entry.
Because I listened to it when I was doing data entry at the post office. I knocked out a lot of audiobooks and I enjoyed it, you know. So, I don't know, you know. So, yeah.
I don't like, well, I need to tell the chat room, the reason I don't like the audiobooks is that I don't like the audiobooks putting the voice of the story in my head for me.
Well, they're not putting, most audiobooks don't do character voices.
Even so, the inflections on how they read, and I don't like that. I want to read it myself and to, you know, create the world at my own pace.
Okay.
You know, and... Yes, because it's bad enough that now I can't read Game of Thrones without seeing, you know, Peter Dinklage. Yeah.
Right.
So, but that's why I don't like audiobooks. Teach their own. I'm glad some people love them. I just don't.
Right. Speaking of each their own, Aaron said that we needed to watch Arrow. And I said, we watched the first season. And we started the second season. And then it went all CW Gossip Girl on us.
It did go a little Gossipy Girl starting too, but I heard it got good, or people like it now, or what
or
have
it got
you,
better.
Something like that. I've heard it's not bad now, so
yeah,
take it with a grain of salt. But
yeah, you know, we'll see. But Orange is the New Black is coming pretty soon.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited! Jay and I watched some Behind the Bars. That's what little promos are with the individual characters and. This girl is psyched.
Yeah.
So super psyched.
And then Mad Men came on last night.
Mad Men didn't come on. And I'm not going to give it away, but crap.
Craziness.
Craziness happened. And I saw craziness happen, but I didn't see craziness happen.
Right, right.
So, yeah, Mad Men was good last night.
It was.
And it's a little all over the place, but they're going all out with their blank out for this last season. They just don't care. They're just throwing everything at this season. So, what do you think about Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones was awesome.
Have you had a bad episode yet this season?
I think the second episode. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me see. There was one episode that was kind of boring a little bit, but it wasn't like I wasn't like, oh my god, this is horrible, you know. But
yeah.
But I will say, I absolutely saved the recording from last night,
so you can hear the speech again,
so I can watch the end of it again.
Okay.
Because that was so bad.
I didn't think that they would do it in this episode, but they did, and it makes me. And the last episode is going to be here before you know it, and that'll be so sad.
It's like there are certain moments in movies and TV shows that I absolutely love. One is Bruce Willis talking to Liv Tyler in Armageddon.
I don't even remember that scene.
You know, it's the one. It's the one where, you know, that whole leading up and, you know, he's shoving Ben Affleck back into the thing, you know, and said, take care of my girl and stuff like that. And then he talks to his daughter on the TV, on the radio, you know, that moment. And then that moment in Pursuit of Happiness when Will Smith finally stood up and his son and, you know, and his wife had left and he's just like, no more, you know. And at that point in the movie, the point in, I could just go on and on. I mean, Man on Fire, you know, when he totally flips and is like, I'm finding her, you know. Mm. You know, it's just so many
things.
There's
certain things in the movie that make you go, oh,
yeah. And
such a great movie.
And that happened last night at the end of last night's episode. And I was like, I have to watch that.
Well, we'll
again.
Have to watch it later.
And I'll probably watch it. I'll probably watch it before two or three times this week. I don't even know if I'm going to delete it right now.
That's fine. You don't have to.
Because it's so awesome.
That's your prerogative.
So, that's enough of Game of Thrones. Man, we need to get some kind of show where we can talk about Game of Thrones.
Oh, my goodness. Are you talking about another podcast?
I don't know. I need some outlet to talk about this sometimes.
Like, in the spoilery fashion.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So, Mad Men, Game of Thrones, Orphan Black.
And we played Diablo, of course. And we had fun with Alachia yesterday morning.
We did.
We ran some risks with her.
Yep, we did.
And Jay taught me some new ways of playing Diablo. There's the speed run.
Yep, the split act.
Yeah, the split act.
The split act
is that
bounty
also speed run.
Run.
Is that called speed run this too?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Each person takes a bounty and kind of does it on their own. You do it in normal. The goal is to get, you know, to the end fast. There's that. And then there's another way to play. When you do the rift.
Oh, rifting it forward.
Rifting it forward? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's so cute. There's a community in Diablo. And the name of the community is called Rift It Forward. So basically what they do is there are some people, they run through rifts real fast. They get to the Rift Guardian. And then they'll stop. They won't kill the Rift Guardian. And they'll say, looking for three more to kill the Rift Guardian, you know. The next person opens the rift, you know? And so they're actually giving you a chance to get Forgotten Souls. And Forgotten Souls are needed to craft some of the legendary gear and stuff like that. So, but yeah, so it's pretty cool. And it kind of helps out a whole lot when you're trying to farm for Forgotten Souls or farm for legendaries. Like, there's actually certain gear that drops in different acts in the bounties from the caches. So that's one of the reasons why you do the split run. You know, you do the split run. Some split runs, they share gear, they share loot. So it's an honor system. If you get some loot, you kind of put up you know, what you got, and then if someone needs it, you kind of give it to them, and they'll give you a forgotten soul.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's a new way to play, and I love playing my witch doctor. I can't imagine, you know, just playing on a level 70 except for my witch doctor.
Right.
So, cool. Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Well, cool. I guess, are we going into food, or we just want to jump right into the...
Well, I don't have any food except to say I love it. I mean, does that count?
Yeah, it counts, babe. So let's go ahead and let's do a little feisty.
Let's do it. Valentine's,
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
So if you guys do want to join the Lose It group on Facebook, you can do so at facebook.com/groups/frogpantslosit. We have a lot of people helping each other out over there, and they are backing each other up and being a great support. So go ahead and check it out. We got some good stuff going on over
definitely,
there.
Definitely.
So we have some...
I have one birthday for this week.
And I'm looking here.
Yeah, because you were busy dealing with technical issues, so you didn't get to see your birthday.
We have on Friday.
On Friday? Whose birthday's on Friday?
Mary Pins. Thorn Mary Pins from the Tadpole.
Oh, Mary Pin.
Yep, his birthday is on Thursday.
Friday.
On Friday.
You said Friday.
Friday, May
16th. Friday. Fruity.
Yes, sir. That is absolutely...
And then on Saturday, my cousin Teddy, or Theo, he has on his Facebook, but he'll always be Teddy to me. La da da da. Sorry, Coverville had a Billy Joel cover story.
Right.
So Piano Man was on there anyway. Yeah. So happy birthday to those two people. Very, very slow week in the sex department 9 months ago for our friends' parents.
So 9 months ago, so that was... School was starting.
School was starting. Anybody get a time to have sex when school starting?
I know.
So, yeah.
Well, cool. Wow.
I know. I do have a pick of the week that I would like to talk about.
All right, cool. Let me fade this out, and let me put this up for my baby so she can do a pick of the week.
Podcast of the week.
No, I'm never changing it.
You're never changing
it? No. It's always going to be podcast of the week, but it's going to be your pick. So what's your pick?
We have...
I'm glad you remembered this.
Yeah, I did. I remembered it. My coworker's husband has a podcast called Tower of Technobabble. They just talk about various things, but they're doing something special. On May 30th through June the 1st, there is a event called Wonderfest, and it's based around toys and model geek stuff. And the Tower of Technobabble podcast is going to attempt to break a world record and do 40 hours of podcasting.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. 40 hours.
A world record?
Yeah, they're trying to break the world record. And at the same time, they are going to be giving any expenses beside the basic monetary expenses. They're going to give the rest to the Shamrock Pet Foundation here in Louisville. So they're not only are they breaking a record, but they're also doing it for charity. So going to check them out. I have the link in the show notes, mm-hmm. and I'll also put it in the chat room. Check them out. You know, if you and I won't be at Wonderfest, but she said if we were down there, they would have loved to have us on the podcast. I mean, on the show because they're gonna be streaming from Wonderfest.
Wonderfest.
Wonderfest, I think it is.
Wonderfest was.
It's here in Louisville. I don't know where they're
Wonderfest?
Having it.
I forgot.
Oh, it's like hold on. I'll read exactly to you what it is. All I read right. it. It's for model. It's for collectible toys, anime models, sci-fi horror kind of thing. It is the annual expo for model and toy collectors of sci-fi horror and comic subjects, especially plastic kits and garage kits.
Okay. So I have a question.
What's your question?
So Mr. Mahler, he did tell us that his son is turning one.
Yes.
On Sunday. So happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday to him.
And I have to say, how long have I been saying 8-bit Mahler? I've been saying that for weeks. And the actual podcast he does with his brother is the Frumpus Brothers.
And he's never corrected you.
And he's never corrected me. So what
he's so nice. He never wants to correct people.
So there was an 8-bit Mahler.
That was his that was his Twitter handle, but it's not anymore. But it was his Twitter handle.
So I'm not. It's more so, did it used to be 8-bit Mahler and it was changed to Frumpus Brothers?
The Jaws production designer is going to be there. That's awesome.
The who?
Sorry, I'm reading who's there. I don't know if his game stuff. He said that's okay. They kind of stopped doing this Frumpus Brothers, so you don't have to pimp it because they stopped it. But if you start it back up,
so what was 8-bit Mahler?
That was his Twitter handle.
No, that was something that he was doing.
Okay, all right. Really, 8-bit Snyder was my Twitter account for his video game junk. It was his Twitter account.
Okay.
Twitter account. How many times have I said Twitter? Twitter account.
Okay.
You're convinced that it was a podcast, aren't you?
I did. Because 8-bit Mahler sounds so doggone cool.
But it was 8-bit Snyder was his Twitter.
Oh, really?
I think you just... Eric, well, he Eric, just made up a Twitter account and a podcast and a website all in one for you. So
Eric,
there you go.
You need to get 8-bit Mahler before I do. Because
you can't just grab 8-bit Mahler. That's creepy.
8-bit Mahler is freaking awesome.
Creepy if you just grab his name. They'd be like somebody grabbing Jerry Valentine and using it. Even though the name's not Jerry Valentine.
I know. I don't know. It just sounds cool.
He said he's on it. He's
I don't know. If,
it.
I don't know
he's
if it's like.
It. Well, that's his last name. A lot of time, people don't want to use last names.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't care because my personal information is way out there.
So
that's what you kind of. You don't have to have. See, I think a perfect example of people who don't have to have it out there. It's Aaron. Aaron doesn't have all this stuff out there. And right. He's a podcaster.
Right, right.
But I don't know how to do that. If I just put all my personal information.
Well, if we didn't, one, you and I wouldn't have met.
If we didn't have all our personal info out there, that's true.
You know, we wouldn't have.
If we weren't open.
If we weren't open, we wouldn't be where we are today.
This is true.
So, I mean, to just like we were talking about, to each his own on other stuff, to each their own on the other stuff.
Right.
So on Friday, I need for y'all to send me some good vibes or think happy thoughts towards me and everything else. So on Thursday, I will not be able to eat after midnight and I will be prepping for a colonoscopy on Friday. We're going to try to get to the bottom of why Jay is anemic.
Jay's anemic. He's losing blood somewhere, and we don't know where.
Right.
So we're going to figure this out.
So. Right. So this will be my second one that I had. I had one done back when I was 22. They found polyps that were benign. Had I waited until I was 40, things could have gotten bad. So going back in to figure out what's going on. So... I'm going to need your help, so I'm not going to be able to eat for 36 hours.
Right. So, he's going to be grumpy. He's going to be a little grumpy puss.
I don't know.
You are.
I can have popsicles. I can have anything liquidy. I can have popsicles. I can have Jell-O. I just can't have anything that is red or orange, because then they'll think it's blood.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was why.
Well, here's going to be a tip for you when the kids are here. Never give them red balloons. Never give them purple balloons. Never give them orange balloons.
I'm not going to give them any balloons
when they're
young.
I'm just saying, even when they're older.
Old enough to not choke on it?
When they're not going to put the stuff in their mouth.
Why? Because the dye comes off?
No, because when they choke on it and it's stuck in there, they can't see it. When if they go in for telescope.
Well, if it's bad enough to choke them, I'm not going to give them a balloon if they aren't capable of handling a balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's scary. Oh, my gosh, Jay, you freaked me out. Anyway, so, yeah, so there you go. Jay is going to have his...
So Ann asked me, he said, are you asking for prayers because you can't eat or because you... Because you have a medical challenge. I said, do I have to choose?
It's eat. It's trust me, it's no. The eating part. You've been talking about not eating for like 2 weeks now. Like, can't have anything to eat on Thursday.
Well, one, we're going to be Thursday. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in class at the hospital.
Right.
Natural birthing class. And, you know.
So what? A certain person there could get on your nerves.
No, she's not going to get on my nerves. Oh, she's not teaching it.
I don't know. She may be there.
Anyway, so we have a
what
class.
About it's gonna, so what's the no, class going to do with it?
Well, when I'm going, well, one, prepping for the colonoscopy, babe, I'm going to be pooping all over the place, for one.
So you don't go.
I'm going.
You don't have to go.
Well, I don't have to start the second. I don't have to start the second bottle of prep until 8 o'clock. Oh, okay. Shit.
you can't go.
When will we be back?
Or we have to cancel.
Will we be back by 8?
Maybe.
What time is the class?
No, it's 6 to 9. It's 3 hours.
I didn't know it was 3 hours.
It's on the calendar.
Well, I didn't know it was 3 hours. It's on the calendar. Even though it's on the calendar, I didn't know it was 3 hours.
Well, I'll see if I can reschedule it.
Yeah.
If we can't reschedule it, then we just won't go.
I mean, because if I go...
You know what? We just won't go.
Well, we'll find out when the next one is.
Okay.
Or we can leave early.
Okay.
We'll figure out something.
Anyway, this is not for the podcast. Well, right. Aaron, okay, yeah, I plan on going... No, I'm going to get the epidural put in my back, but no medicine going through it, just in case... If I need epidural because I have to have a C-section, I don't want to go all the way under. That's a long way to put, yes, I'm going to try to go natural. So that's a long way to put that.
Yeah, so I'm going to let everybody know, Renee done a whole lot of 180s that she thought she wasn't going to do
yep.
before she got pregnant.
Yep, this is true.
So I'm just going to throw that out there, you know.
Bye, Eric.
You have a great one, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, and I ain't gonna lie, yes, I'm doing 180s, but it's okay, I can do 180s.
Yep. So y'all should go check out her blog on valentinemom.com.
Yep,
she has a category that says "I will never."
Yeah, I never. I wish
she had did one before you got pregnant,
just to see what mm-hmm. was different.
Because you said you wouldn't do. Holding my belly pictures.
Well, I do those for funnies. No, for funsies.
You say funsies.
No, this one that's all for funsies. I don't post those.
Renee, because Renee used to talk junk about do pregnant women just hold their stomach all the time?
Well, they always have their hand on their stomach. Yeah, that stuff. That I didn't understand why. Now my hand gravitates there. I can't help it. So yeah, now I get it. I'm sorry, pregnant women, for judging. I was Judgy McJudge. Yes, now I get it.
And here's my thing, I've been in a tattoo parlor with Renee, and watching Renee get a tattoo, and the faces she made while she was getting her tattoo, I'm just gonna be like,
don't laugh at me while I'm going through contraction.
I'm not gonna be laughing. I'm gonna be like, I don't know what I'm gonna be. I'm not gonna laugh. I'm gonna be there to support you. If you want to try to go natural, I will absolutely.
Because I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it because I would rather have as little medicine going to the babies as possible. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it for me.
Right.
I'm not doing it for an award. You don't get an award for natural birth. That just doesn't happen. So,
have you thought about asking the doctor? You know, what were her thoughts, and you know what, how badly does the epidural affect the baby, and you know, instead of what you're reading from.
No, I haven't asked that, but I still I mean,
no, I'm just saying, I mean, because you usually, you know, you do your research.
I have it open. I haven't. It's not like I'm saying I'm not gonna do it.
I know that.
But I don't. So why not start off with the idea that I'm not gonna have it?
Because well, I just asked. Have you thought about asking the doctor about it?
Because
normally that's something you would want to ask.
They're gonna say there's no harm to the baby.
Well, you don't know that.
Fine. Well, I will ask the doctor the next time we're there.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying
both of ours were natural.
I'm not trying to convince you to do it natural. I'm not convinced you to try to have medication.
I think you doubt my ability because your tattoo story seemed to doubt my ability to take the pain. Won't. I can't believe we're talking. I don't need to talk about my pregnancy. Sorry, guys.
No.
Drag it out on the show.
And we're dragging this out on the show. So what I want, all I want is what you always do. You do your research.
Right.
And some of that research includes talking to your OB.
I will. I'll talk to my OB and then we'll ask her. And then, I mean, I'll tell her that I've heard babies can sometimes be a little more lethargic with epidurals.
Right.
And some babies don't respond as quickly.
Right.
And
yeah, I mean, Brianna had a for my first there was an epidural, but there was also preeclampsia in there as well. So, and she was induced.
Yeah, and I would rather not be induced if I can help it.
Right. So,
because that's what causes those crazy huge contractions is being induced.
Right. So I mean, I just want you to be informed and everything else. Yeah. You know, because I don't want to happen is if you have to have the epidural, you feel bad.
So, I'm not going to feel bad. That's why my birth plan is wide open. My birth plan is wide open. It's from all natural vaginal pushing out to C-section. My birth plan is wide open.
Right. Right.
I know that I don't want anybody to hold the babies before you and I do.
Right.
That's the only thing is, like, I don't want my family holding the babies before you and I both get to.
Right.
Period. I will flip out if that happens.
Right.
Jay, flip out.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. But anyway,
I just babies. I just don't want you to feel bad if you have to get it, because
I'm not going to feel bad.
I don't want you to feel bad if you have to get it and the kids don't respond, and you're going to think, oh, man, it's because I got the epidural.
Well, it probably will be, but
I'll... you don't know that.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Whatevs. Yeah. Anyway, so.
This is so nothing that we need to talk about on the podcast.
Why not?
Anyway.
Well, if Jury and Brian can have it out on the episode.
why can't we? Why can't we? Oh my gosh! Can you imagine how awkward it would be if we argued? The chat room would be like.
Yeah, I can imagine how awkward it would be because I know how awkward that one was.
Yeah, that one was super awkward.
And we're married.
That's true. If we just had it out on the podcast,
right?
It would be so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. So yeah. So I think that was just a. That was just a discussion that we had.
Yeah, we're just a discussion.
And
we have a lot of those.
Oh, Lord. Mom's going to hear this. You don't have to talk to me, Mom. Renee's going to do what she wants.
And I don't want anybody. Mom, if you can hear this, nobody holds the babies before Jay and I do. Period. I don't care if I have to be put under for some reason and I'm groggy for a day. Period.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Jimmy said, turn the exit music off. Show's not over.
It's
not over, he said.
Dag nabbit, I forgot to hit record on the video again.
You need something to remind you.
One of those
you
days.
You know that I do. You remind me.
So, if folks want to reach us, they can do so at valentinecast.com. If they want to email us, they can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. The podcast Twitter feed, ValentineCast. Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
You can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
And if you guys are looking for something to check out later on, I'm going to go check out Jimmy and Willie Buckshot over at The Hush Show. Check out Eric Mahler and the things. Show. And then also want to check out Mr. J.K. Grammer and his peeps over at Tim Ford Podcast. Eric Mahler, Nicole Spagnolo, Cleo, and SJ at Nerd Parents. Check out all the stuff that's going over at frogpants.com. Check out the ladies at Pisces Life from over there. And then also check out Aaron and his crew and everyone else that's doing over at blackastronauts.com. Boom.
Boom. It's a show. And it wasn't that much shorter of a show. Jimmy, with your boos and hisses, and he wants his money back. However much money he spent to get in the chat room.
Right.
Man, if you pay somebody to get in the chat room, you got dealt a bad deal, Jimmy Marbles. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I have to admit, the one reason why I didn't click the record button was that I clicked the record button too early. I stopped it. I was messing with the shoutcast. And then I forgot to turn it back on when we restarted. So anyway. So,
it's been a great show, guys. I really appreciate you all hanging with us.
Yeah. Don't hold it against us. Don't give us a bad review for Renee yawning in the mic all the time. She's pregnant, so give her.
Now that one's not a pass. That one's just a for real. That's why.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So. Give Renee the pregnant pass. We don't.
I said it's not a pass. A pass is when it has nothing to do with it, but you just want it. Like, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm going to eat two pizzas.
So a hall pass? So a hall pass is if.
Well, that's what I consider it.
So you're saying a hall pass isn't needed?
Hall passes are needed.
Okay, boom. So give her a pass. Excuse her. But you guys
but
have
it's
a.
Behavior.
You guys have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Boops. Boops. Boops.